It's 5:44, and you're listening to 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. Governor Pat McCrory has taken a side in the debate over whether the city of Charlotte should control its airport 9 months after legislation was first introduced in Raleigh to take that control away. WFAE's Mike Collins this morning asked the governor where he stands during an hour-long appearance on Charlotte Talks.
In your opinion, who should run and control and own the airport?
The city of Charlotte.
Where was that when they were going through all their machinations?
As this is a fight in Charlotte.
Without being specific, McCrory said city politics had become a problem for the airport. He also said that it's time to move on from former longtime aviation director Jerry Orr. Orr is executive director of a new airport commission that lawmakers approved, but it's not running the airport while a judge decides if the commission can assume control of Charlotte Douglas. The governor also addressed other issues such as teacher pay and the media. Here's a portion of that interview on Charlotte Talks.
The teachers during the past 5 years have been given a 1% pay raise, and that was by the legislature, the Republican legislature, a year ago, I believe. 1%. I asked for another 1% this year. That was taken out primarily because of the Medicaid debacle. And my goal is for the short session is to get a pay raise for our teachers. And I'm going to be fighting for
that
pay raise. I don't know yet. I've got to find out how much. The biggest issue is money and where the money comes from. And I'm doing everything I can to find the money for a pay raise for our teachers. And then we've got to determine how best to do that pay raise. And I've put together a teacher's advisory group in the last 2 months. And listen, I love teaching. I got my teaching degree from Catawba College. But my goal is to give a pay raise. But we also might show a bias. We're looking at several different formulas. One is, first of all, the entry-level pay is just horrendous. This just didn't happen with me this year. This has been going under Easley Perdue.
How likely do you think the legislature will be to see it your way?
I think it's very positive.
And we have a lottery for education. Where is that money going, and why couldn't it have been used to give teachers a raise?
Well, one thing I'm doing is I converted some of that money into communications equipment, which the teachers want. But I think too much money of the lottery is going into advertising right now. And I had a bill which
they're very good commercials, Governor.
They're terrible commercials. They're horrible.
They're well done.
They're embarrassing commercials. I don't know if it's your firm that's doing them. If they are, I apologize for you. But they're horrible commercials. And I think they're an embarrassment to the state. And I think they're misleading the public on the chance of winning. So what I'm going to do, and we did take some money out of it. We're going to take some more money out of that. And that's partially where we're going to find some money for the teacher raises.
The Affordable Care Act is rolling out across the country. Not very well at the moment, but it's rolling out. However, it seems to be running more efficiently in states that set up their own exchanges rather than telling the federal government to run the exchange, as we have done. You promised greater efficiency in North Carolina. Why did we opt out? Why aren't we running our own health care website?
It would have been disastrous.
Why? Well, why would it have been a disaster here?
Well, let me tell you a couple reasons. First of all, we had a current health care system and Medicaid system, computer system, that was totally broken as it is. And I said
– remains so, evidently.
There is still some problems with it, and was bought in previous administrations. Was supposed to be online before I got into office, and it wasn't. They delayed it, and Aldona Voss, my great human services secretary, she's an amazing person. She's the one who took the hits for putting a system online that was developed by her predecessors. And,
well, the paper says this morning that you and she decided to launch this new system when you could have kept them both online simultaneously.
We couldn't have kept them both. The state bought a cheap system where you couldn't – one of the ways they saved money at one time was not allow two systems to be online. And plus, if we would have delayed it, we would have had a penalty of $3 million a month. And these were not regulations and rules that I signed a contract on. These are contracts that I inherited. But my theory is this. Why don't we fix what we have first before we try to expand it? And I wish the federal government would have thought the same way.